CDC chief plays defense on Lisa Brady, Fox News. Days after admitting mistakes in the pandemic response and proposing changes, Dr. Rochelle Walensky is still defending some of the CDC guidance, including masking.
We have seen time and time again data after data that demonstrate that masks have decreased infection and that they work to decrease infection, especially higher quality masks.
But she also tells Fox News,
what this pandemic taught us and showed us is that now we need to talk to the American people. We need to say what we know, when we know it, provide timely data, and give people updates along the way.
She says that also means telling people what they don't know. A U.S. senator hoping to postpone grand jury testimony loses a round in court.
South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is still scheduled to appear in front of a special grand jury in Georgia investigating potential illegal efforts to influence the 2020 election. Graham has appealed his upcoming appearance, scheduled for Tuesday, to the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. He also asked the lower court judge to put off the grand jury appearance until that appeal is settled. That request has been denied. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Two House Democrats want social media companies to spell out their response to online threats against law enforcement after the recent FBI raid on the former president's Florida estate. Representatives Carolyn Maloney and Stephen Lynch sending a letter to eight platforms, including Twitter, Meta, TikTok, and Trump's Truth Social. A British national gets life in prison in the U.S. for killing Americans and others for ISIS, the last of the so-called ISIS Beatles.
These English-speaking ISIS volunteers traveled to Syria from London and used the hostage taking and executions to taunt the West as the Islamic State attracted foreign jihadists from around the world. They were all eventually captured or killed.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A wealthy former attorney in South Carolina accused of killing his wife and son is facing new charges.
Disbarred attorney Alec Murdaugh is now accused of stealing money that was supposed to go to his family's century-old law firm and brother. Prosecutors in Colleton County say Murdaugh cashed a check meant for his brother and took settlement money that was supposed to go to the firm. The additional nine charges allege he obtained property under false pretenses, engaged in money laundering and computer crimes. In all, Murdaugh faces 90 charges, most of them financially related, and he's accused overall of personally pocketing more than $8 million in cash that didn't belong to him.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Murdaugh's murder trial is still set for January. More weapons heading from the U.S. to Ukraine, nearly $800 million worth, and a senior defense official says this time it includes surveillance drones, mine-resistant vehicles, and howitzers. He can work for 23 hours a day and costs less than minimum wage. Flippy the Fry Cook, part of a growing number of robots in restaurants nationwide.
White Castle has now committed to 100 Flippies across the U.S. You know, the hospitality industry, they've really struggled to hire workers. In particular, that fry cook position can be especially challenging to fill because it's entry level and dangerous. The robot has also expanded to other restaurants as well, like Chipotle, as well as Buffalo Wild Wings. So it's really just grown in scope, and it could not come at a better time because of the labor shortages that we're seeing across the industry.
Fox Business's Madison Allworth at a White Castle in Merrillville, Indiana. By some estimates, as many as 50% of restaurants hope to use more automated technology in the next 2 to 3 years. A four-week winning streak is over for the S&P, tumbling more than 1% today. A sell-off led by tech shares, with the NASDAQ dropping more than 2%, the Dow down 292. Bed Bath & Beyond sinking more than 43% after high-profile investor Ryan Cohen confirmed he sold his stake. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.